Thank you, Adam Ray. You're playing my song, man. Yeah, sports here on KASM. And tonight, it's amateur baseball, the round of 16. The state amateur baseball will crown a champion this weekend in Class C. And hopefully, it's one of those teams still in the running from Central Minnesota. Would love to see it. Luxembourg baseball tonight on KASM is the Brewers. They get to take on Waconia, the Lakers, and should be an awesome game. Waconia winning last week by a score of 3-0. They defeated Foley in their first round game. Waconia had received the opening round bye as they took on Foley. They defeated them 3-0, and Waconia comes from the very tough Region 7. Luxembourg, on the other hand, well, they needed a little bit of a miracle. They needed some drama. They were behind in their ball game 5-1, and all of a sudden they ended up winning 13-7 last Sunday, and just an awesome comeback for the Brewers. 10 runs, seventh inning. So it's going to be a good one tonight. It'll be Luxembourg taking on Waconia here at Chaska's Baseball Park. Luxembourg Brewer Baseball brought to you by the Hayloft Bar and Grill, Albany and Richmond A&W, Rambo of New London, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, and Gilliland Chevrolet. They bring us our amateur baseball tonight here on KASM Radio. There's one other Friday night game going on, and that has a local interest story tied to it as well. The Sartell Muskies taking on Bluffton tonight over in Waconia. As Waconia, well, they don't get a home game tonight. No, they have to travel as a part of this state tournament. So, yeah, somebody else will be playing at Park tonight, and that is the Sartell Muskies and Bluffton. And Sartell, pretty impressive win last week over Wanamingo 4-1. In the first week of action, Sartell beat Hutchinson 5-1. Bluffton, they had a first-round bye. They beat Carver last week 3-1. So it'll be a test for Sartell as well tonight over in the beautiful park of Waconia. Starting lineups being introduced right now down on the field. I want to remind you, and I did a little bit of a teaser early on, but again, if you were tuning in to AM 1150 tonight, and that's shortly before 7:30, you're probably getting a good signal on AM 1150, but all AM radio stations, it's not just Chasm. We all have to cut our power once the sun starts setting, so the Chasm power will start getting lower and lower and lower, and you're going to probably get frustrated. Well, there's ways to listen to this Luxembourg and Waconia game tonight. Find 107.7 FM. That has a 30-mile radius from our tower in Albany. So 107.7 FM is a good option. If you got an HD radio, 105.5 HD2. A lot of people have HD radios maybe in their home or in their vehicle. And, of course, the old reliable. You can pull it up on our website, mychasm.com, and listen to the live stream of this ball game tonight. So lots of options for you to get the Luxembourg and Waconia game tonight. Let's start out for Waconia. They are the visitors on the scoreboard. Just Oltz will lead it off. He's in left field. Derek Martin bats second at shortstop. A.J. Frederick will bat third. He's at first base. Max Cullenberg will bat fourth at third base. Jake Hendricks batting fifth. He's in right field. Sam Schiffman is the catcher tonight. He will bat seventh, batting eighth, or actually batting sixth. Batting seventh will be Chris Bullis, the DH. Batting eighth will be Ronnie Olson, the second baseman, and Jack Stoddard will bat ninth. He is in center field. Cody Simon, who got the 3-0 shutout last week against Foley, he gets the start tonight for Waconia. That lineup, Justin Schultz, Derek Martin, A.J. Frederick, Max Cullenberg, Jake Hendricks, and Sam Schiffman, Chris Bullis, Ronnie Olson, Jack Stoddard, with Cody Simon on the mound. For your Luxembourg Brewers, Luke Harn leads it off in center field, batting second, Ethan Pruth at short. Derek Orth will bat third. He's at third base. Reed Funenstein bats fourth on the mound. Batting fifth to be Josh Lankut. He's the DH. Noah Grove bats sixth in right field. Sam Eitner bats seventh in left field. Isaac Machinsky bats eighth at first base. Connor Clark will bat ninth. He's at second base, and DJ Crone will be DH for tonight. That lineup again, Luke Karn, Ethan Pruth, and Derek Orth, Reed Funenstein, Josh Langott, and Noah Grobe, Sam Eiten, Isaac Machinsky, and Connor Clark, with DJ Crone behind the plate. We're going to get our national anthem here at Chaska's Baseball Park. We'll be back in 2.5 here on KASM.
The Hayloft Barn Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu, or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Barn Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Barn Grill.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better, because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Chaska and Luxembourg, Waconia Baseball, just a couple minutes away. They recognized longtime Jordan Brewers ball player John Breinhorst, who passed away this week unexpectedly. So that was kind of sudden. And so they recognized him here, the former Jordan ball player and definitely had a lot of input in the Jordan community. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame back in 1999, passing away unexpectedly this week. So had a little ceremony just saluting him and his commitment to amateur baseball and his contribution to amateur baseball. Reed Funnenstein out on the mound for the Luxembourg Brewers. The hard-throwing right-hander, 2000 graduate of Ricori High School. Reed has pitched for the Springers. He's pitched for the Rockies. And now he gets to pitch for Luxembourg. Reed Funnenstein, 2013 graduate at Ricori High School. So Reed is in his prime right now. And he came in last week in relief of JT Harn. In the Brewers' win over Ada, it was huge, huge. Reed gave the Brewers some quality innings, and he picked up the win in that ball game. Not to diminish what JT Harn has done for this Brewers team, and you know, Luxembourg. Hopefully, they win tonight. We'll see JT Harn pitching on Sunday for the Brewers. Hopefully, that is the case. This round of 16 has Sobieski taking on Dumont at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's over in Waconia. Kirby Hemish and Randy, yes, will be right here in Chaska for the Watkins-St. Martin game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. At 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Watertown against Eagle Lake over in Waconia. The other 1:30 game has Maple Lake and Alexandria right here in Chaska. At 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, it'll be St. Patrick and Young America. They play at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, and that game being played in Chaska. And then tomorrow night, looks like 7:30. Nope, tomorrow night at 7, it'll be New Ulm and Millwright. We're ready to go. Ready to go. Reed Funnenstein, the first pitch. Two. Oh, Waconia's Justin Schultz is a strike called in 0-1. We'll set the Brewers up for you defensively in here in a bit as Schultz follows this one back and out of play. And the count 0-2. Funnenstein getting ahead and hopefully staying ahead here tonight. Game time temperature in downtown Chaska, 61 degrees. So we are right next to the Minnesota River here in Chaska. The pitch a little bit high to Schultz and the count at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Nice crowd on hand for this one ball game tonight here in Chaska. One ball game at each site. Class B game over in Hamburg as Funnenstein's pitch a little bit outside and the count 2-2. Derek Orth's over at third base for the Brewers tonight. At shortstop, we have Luke Harn, or make it Ethan Fruth. At second base, it's Connor Clark. And over at first base, Isaac Machinsky. Time called by the batter. In left field for the Brewers, Sam Eiten. Center field, there's Luke Harn. Out in right field, we have Noah Grove. Behind the plate, DJ Krohn. And Funnenstein on the mound. The count, 2-2. And that's going to hit Schultz right in the helmet. That ball bounces and caroms right into the third base dugout, which is occupied by Waconia. And there's probably a good sales pitch for the maker of that helmet. Schultz doesn't seem fazed at all as that bounced high off the helmet. So he got like an 85-mile-an-hour fastball right off the noggin, and he's on first base. Probably not what Reed had in mind. That'll bring number two hitter Derek Martin to the plate. He is the shortstop. Another right-handed hitter. A couple right-handed hitters for Waconia. And the pitch to Martin, a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count with Schultz taking the lead at first. A.J. Frederick on deck. Funnenstein forced to work from the stretch. The big right-hander sets and the curve ball. That's a beauty. Krohn calls the curve and a called strike and 1-1. 325 down both the left and right field lines to the alleys. 355 and 390 to straightaway center field. That is a more than a stone's throw for many of us. That's a long ways away, 390 feet. The 1-1 pitch, a little bit high to Martin and the count, 2-1. Funnenstein, no, he got ahead of Schultz, and then ever since then, all his pitches have been up in the strike zone just a bit. Machinsky, He will hold Justin Schultz over at first. Quick throw by Reed and back safely Schultz. 2-1, the count to shortstop Derek Martin. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the first inning. No score from Chaska. The round of 16. 16 Class C teams left. A curveball a little bit low. Nice stop by Krohn in the count 3-1. Waiting on deck, A.J. Frederick. Big stick, big guy. Three balls and a strike to Martin. Funstein ready. He told him. There's strike two called and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Cody Simon, he'll get the start for Waconia tonight. Schultz, maybe two-step lead right now, and Funenstein will step off that pitching rubber, and back goes Schultz to first. Funenstein taking a while. Krohn goes through a series of signs. The 3-2 pitch, Schultz goes. Here's a foul back and out of play. That'll find the parking lot and bounces between a few cars. Count stays at 3-2. So, hit and run on. And Martin again will have to protect the plate. This infield looks awesome. A little bit of rain on it. Put a little diamond right on the mound as Schultz goes. Here's the strikeout. The throw to second. Not in time as, oh, Clark was going to put the tag on a sliding Schultz. And I think his slide knocked the ball out of Clark's glove. Otherwise, it would have been a strikeout throwout. And I don't know what the batter was expecting. They are calling interference a double play. So the batter on the strikeout stood in front of DJ Krohn. And so now the Brewers get a huge break, a strikeout throwout. They are calling interference on the batter, Derek Martin, as he kind of, DJ Krohn's throw was maybe a little bit short. So two outs, big break. And up at the plate, it's A.J. Frederick, big left-handed hitter. And the first pitch ball to Frederick, 0-1. Waconia definitely not happy with the call from the home plate umpire, but that's his call. Batter goes out of that batter's box as Frederick drives this one to straightaway center field. Harn slipping, and that one is going to burn him. It goes over his head. Luke Harn quickly gets it into second base. That'll be a stand-up double for A.J. Frederick. Frederick tapping his mouth, and I think he was telling his teammates to just be quiet. Obviously, that could have been a run. But Luke Harn, his first step, he slipped. Otherwise, I think Luke makes that catch in straightaway center field. It was hit a ton. It's probably hit 365, 370 feet. So Frederick on at second with the double, two outs. And at the plate, it's cleanup hitter, Max Cullenberg. Cullenberg takes a strike called and 0-1. Two outs, one on. First hit of the inning for Waconia. Curveball, beauty, catches the inside corner. And Max Cullenberg down in the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Reed Funenstein, DJ Krohn. Trying to work some magic here, and that pitch is outside. It'll get away from Krohn. Doesn't make the backstop, and on to third goes Frederick. So that'll go as a wild pitch on Reed Funenstein, and the count at a ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Frederick. Talking to his coach over at third base. Back into the box now is Cullenberg. One ball, two strikes. Funnenstein's pit, curveball, driven to right field. Long run, and in the corner, making the catch is the Brewers' right fielder. And that's Noah Grove, and that'll end the Lakers first. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played a half an inning. Laconia nothing, Luxembourg coming to bat. More baseball in 1 minute here on KSN.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Well, a little baseball with a little excitement already. The top half of the first inning. We'll see if the Luxembourg Brewers come out firing on all cylinders against a right-hander, Cody Simon. Big, tall right-hander, comes a little bit from the side once in a while, and not much meat on the bones of Mr. Simon. He's got a good fastball, though, from what I saw in his warm-ups. For the Brewers, it'll be Luke Karn, Ethan Fruth, Derek Orth facing the right-hander. Cody Simon rock fires and fouled to the backstop by Luke Karn, and 0-1. The ball's in a strike. Luke, left-handed hitter, facing the right-hander on the mound. Cody Simon has the sign from his catcher. That's Schiffman, and here's Karn. Line drive to the shortstop, Martin, who gloves it, and one down. So hitting it right on the nose is Luke Karn, but right at the shortstop. Going to bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Karn, Fruth, and Orth all batting left-handed, facing Cody Simon here in the first inning. And the pitch to Ethan Fruth, outside of ball, 1-0. Luxembourg Brewers, they came in as the champions of Region 5. No, actually, as the number two team out of Region 15. St. Martin was the champion out of Region 15C. As Ethan Fruth sends a long fly to left center field. Caught out there by center fielder Jake Stoddard. And two outs. So two down. Luxembourg in their first week. They defeated St. Benedict 5-2. So a couple wins here at the state tournament for the Brewers. First pitch, a ball to Orth. Here's a ground ball off of Cody Simon's glove. Throw to first and in time. What a strange. That one was headed up the middle. Actually, it might have hit Simon in the leg. It goes Simon to the second baseman. Almost, if you would take a pencil and draw a little right turn. It took a right turn right off of Simon to the second baseman. That's going to end the Brewers first. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played an inning. No score. We're in Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
The Hayloft Bar and Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Bar and Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Bar and Grill.
Top of the second inning, Reed Funenstein will go to work on that middle part of Waconia's lineup. Jake Hendricks, Sam Schiffman, and Chris Bullis. Hendricks, a left-handed hitter. He is the right fielder. No score if you're just joining us. Reed Funenstein gave up a double in the first inning, also hit a man in the helmet. And the first pitch from Funenstein, a strike called to Hendricks and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Boy, it is still here, too. Those flags in center field not moving at all. Drive to left center field. Luke Hart didn't see it at first. Now he fills the gap and does make the catch for the out. You saw Luke throw his hands up just real quick-like, and then he found it and ran to it and made the catch. To the plate, Sam Schiffman. Schiffman, the catcher, another right-handed hitter. One down, nobody on. Curveball, nice pitch by Reed Funenstein and 0-1. Walds, one strike. Schiffman, right-handed hitter in the box. Another curveball, a swing and a miss, strike two. Funenstein seems to have no problem with that big breaking ball. That is working for him as his number one pitch right now. 0-2 the count. Here comes the fastball, line drive right to Clark at second, and Connor grabs that for out number two. So two outs, and it'll bring designated hitter Chris Bullis to the plate. Bullis, left-handed hitter. Batting for the pitcher, Cody Simon, tonight. As Funenstein delivers the fastball, a little bit outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 with a count. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Pitch to Bullis inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Here's the Funenstein pitch. Curveball, just a little bit outside. And the home plate umpire says 3-0. 3-0 the count. Funenstein has the sign from DJ Krohn, and there's a fastball right down the middle, and 3-1. On deck for the Waconia Lakers, Ronnie Olson, the second baseman. Funenstein comes home, and the pitch high, ball four, and so Bullis will walk. Reed, can mention earlier, hit one man, and now a walk. Here in the ball game tonight, three passes along with the double. And number eight hitter, Ronnie Olson, the second baseman, a left-handed hitter, steps into the batter's box. Two outs, one on. Bullis takes his lead at first. Machinsky holds him there. Here's Funenstein's fastball. There's a strike right down the middle and 0-1. Luxembourg, well represented here tonight. There are a lot of fans here in attendance, and of course, Waconia. Those who aren't working are probably here watching. As they have a game Sartell playing over in Waconia tonight. The pitch is inside. Nice stop by Krohn behind the plate. Now one ball, one strike. That pitch was inside, and just about hit Ronnie Olson in the ankles. 1-1 the count. Bullis with the lead. See if they put a hit and run on. Here's Funnenstein's pitch. Nothing going there. The curveball just missing inside. And the count at 2-1. 2-1 the count. Funnenstein thought he had a strike there. I think a lot of the fans in the stands did too. The 2-1 fastball that misses outside. Now 3-1. 3-1 the count. You know, this final weekend, you go in with a lot of pitching. Luxembourg has some draftees along with their regular pitchers. 3-2 now. 3-2 to Ronnie Olson. 2 outs. Corey Wenz, the manager. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Going is the runner and inside, ball 4. Back-to-back walks by the big man on the mound for the Brewers. And it'll bring number 9 hitter, Jake Stoddard, to the plate. Stoddard, the center fielder. He is a right-handed hitter. Waconia with runners on first and second. 2 outs. And Reed Funnenstein comes with that fastball right on the outside corner in 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. Bullis leads from second, Olson from first. The 0-1 pitch, that's low, and DJ Crone drops to his knees, stopping that ball, and the count at 1-1. Minnesota Twins losing after 6 innings, 5-2 to Tampa Bay tonight. Here, no score, top of the second inning. Waconia batting. 1-1 the count to the number 9 hitter, Stoddard. The fastball right back to Reed on the mound. He'll run it a bit, then the underhand flip to Machinsky, and that'll do it. 1-3 in the putout of Stoddard, and the Lakers go down here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 left on. We played 1.5 here in Chaska. No score. Waconia and Luxembourg, we're back in a minute.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Reed Funnenstein, he'll lead off the second inning for Luxembourg. It'll be Funnenstein, Josh Lancott, the DH, and Noah Grove facing right-hander Cody Simon. And Simon's pitch, a ball low, and 1-0. Righty against righty. The pitch to Reed Funnenstein, a little low again, and 2-0. 2 outs, no strikes, no score if you're just joining us. This ball game with Luxembourg and Waconia, of course, Class C is single elimination. There's a strike, belt high, and the count 2-1. Elimination, so there's no tomorrow if you don't win tonight. There's no Sunday if you don't win tonight. Or no championship Monday as Funnenstein laces this to right center field. That's going to run to the warning track. Funnenstein legging it out and into second with a leadoff stand-up double for the Brewers. Reed just belted that perfectly. And right fielder for Waconia, that is Jake Hendricks. He was chasing it like maybe he was going to get it, and then it just died on him and bounced past him. He slid near the warning track to stop it from completely rolling all the way to the fence. Now designated hitter Josh Lankut to the plate. We'll see what the Brewers do. You don't want your DH sacrificing. I mean, he's up there with a swing, and Lankut drives this one foul down the first base line. Nick Stengler coaching first base, the draftee from Numinic. He chases it down into the corner. 0-1 the count. Here's Lankut. Swing and a foul at the plate, and he's down in the count. 0-2 to Cody Simon. The ball, it's two strikes. On deck, Noah Grove. Simon works from the stretch, and now Lankut calls for time. Lankut batting for DJ Krohn. Simon ready on the mound. Funnenstein leads from second. He's there with nobody out. Curveball. Lankut a foul this one back and out of play. And the count remains at 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. New baseball is being brought in. All right. Simon taking a little extra time here. He's ready on the mound, looks back to Reed a few times, and comes home. And Lankut keeps battling at the plate, fouling that one out of play in the count at 0-2. Lankut, a right-handed hitter. He had a home run. Region 15C took it to the opposite field at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt. First base isn't occupied, so they need to throw to first, and they get Lankut. So the strikeout on the breaking ball down and away from him, and one out. That'll bring Noah Grove to the plate, the Brewers' right fielder. Brewers looking for a single here, anything that can get Reed Funnenstein in. Watching here, the Waconia Lakers giving Noah Grove that left field line. Lots of room down the left field line. They're guarding him more to the right side as Grove slashes this one foul down by the state board trailer down the right field line, and the count 0-1 to Grove. The ball's one strike. There's one out. Reed Funnenstein, still the base runner at second. Hits even in the old scoreboard column there. One each. Grove drills this one foul. And third base coach picking it up, putting it in his pocket. Chris Knaus saying, I'll keep that for a sunny day, not a rainy day, right? 0-2 the count to Grove. Knaus shouting in some words of encouragement. Funnenstein hoping that something gets put on the green out in that outfield. Pitch away, quite a ways away. Nice stop there by the catcher. And the count of ball and two strikes now to Noah Grove. On deck, it's Sam Eiten. One ball, two strikes. Cody Simon ready on the mound. And here's his pitch. That's fouled right to the netting. And the count stays. One ball, two strikes. Getting to be that time of night, too, where maybe an outfielder might have trouble picking up a baseball in the sky, although this field here at Chaska is extremely well lit. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Grove dribbles this down the first baseline, and it is just foul. Wow. It's picked up by the first baseman over there. That would have got Reed Funnenstein to third base with two outs, but Funnenstein goes back to second, still only one out, and the count still at 1-2 to Noah Grove. Noah tossed his bat down and wiping that bat handle off. Sure, a lot of baseballs that get hit on the grass right now, they're coming back wet. So going through a few baseballs tonight here in Chaska. Simon Reddy, the 1-2 pitch. That's down and away, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Catcher Sam Schiffman doing a good job behind the plate. Those last two out of three pitches were well outside. Would have taken a left-handed hitter's feet out both times. The 2-2 pitch. And Grove swings and misses. He's down on strikes. Cody Simon comes right at him, right down by the knees, and blows the fastball by him. And there are two outs. So the Brewers don't want to waste that leadoff double. We'll see if Sammy Eiton can figure Cody Simon out. Big gap in right center field and even left center field. Can get something more in a line. Eiton swings and misses strike one. Luxembourg tweeting earlier in the week. Of course, last Sunday's win, the biggest win in Luxembourg history. Tonight would be the biggest win if they can pull off a win, because to get to the round of eight, that takes something special. 0-1 the count. Simon's pitch. Eiton drives it to center field. Lots of room there for the center fielder. And that's Stoddard, and he'll make the catch for the out, and that ends the Brewers' threat here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We play two here in Chaska. No score. Waconia and Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
All right, welcome back to Chaska. Sartell leading Bluffton 2-0 in the third inning over in Waconia. And it's Meesville leading Chanhassen 1-0 over in Hamburg tonight, Class B. Here, no score, top of the third inning, and the top of the order. Justin Schultz will lead it off against Reed Funnenstein. Justin, greeted by a Reed Funnenstein fastball right in his helmet. In his first at bat, takes a pitch low and away, ball one. No runs, a hit for Waconia. No runs, a hit for Luxembourg. Schultz, Martin, Frederick here in the third. That pitch bounces past DJ Krohn, and the count, two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. We'll be back here tomorrow morning in Chaska to bring you St. Martin and Watkins baseball on KASM. 2-0 the count. Funnenstein has Krohn's sign and his pitch. Fastball a little bit high, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Reed Funnenstein ready. He rocks and fires. There's a fastball right at the belt, and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Just a still night. The 3-1 curveball. There's strike two, and 3-2. 3-2. This Chaska Baseball Park, the pavilion here, Kind of old style, old school. Got the wood bleachers yet, followed at the plate by Schultz. Count stays full, 3-2. Press box area and the roof, the old steel beams here. And yeah. Kind of an old park, but they've done remodeling to make it a new park too. 3-2 the count. Curveball just followed at the plate. Crone couldn't hang on to it. The count stays full at 3-2. So Schultz battling Reed Funnenstein here in the third inning. Scoreless ball game. Funnenstein ready. The bigger right-hander comes home. Curveball high, ball four, and Schultz will work a walk. That's Reed Funnenstein's third walk tonight. And maybe a sacrifice situation with Derek Martin coming to the plate. Martin in his first at-bat struck out against Reed Funnenstein, and then Schultz was on first after being hit by the pitch, and he stole. Now, Martin stepped in front of DJ Crone, said the home plate umpire, and he was called for interference. And so Schultz was ruled out at second. Now, same situation. Nobody out. Schultz at first, Martin at the plate. Martin takes the first pitch from Reed Funnenstein inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Martin back into the box. Schultz doesn't take a real big lead. Almost like a running start, and here's the quick throw by Funnenstein. Schultz back safely. Or Schultz standing next to Isaac Machinsky. He looks like a little kid. Isaac, big guy. He holds Schultz close. Funnenstein ready. And the pitch, curveball. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Martin looked back to the home plate umpire. Not happy about that strike call. Schultz kind of faked that time like he was going to take off and got to just about where the cutout is. And then he stopped in his tracks. The 1-1. Beautiful pitch by Funnenstein. And strike two. One ball, two strikes. Brewers looking for a double play ball. Up the middle, Fruth and Clark. Derek Orth on the third base corner. Machinsky on the first base corner. One ball, two strikes, the count to Martin. Funnenstein comes home. Martin drives it to straightaway center field. Hardly having to move is Luke Harn, and Luke makes the catch for out number one. Martin hit it on the nose, but that's how it goes. Sometimes you hit it right at a player, and it's probably your best hit of the night. Then you get one of them little, what would you say, Spring Hill hits or Roscoe hits or Lake Henry hits or Regal hits. I can probably name every amateur team in the state that's got one of those hits, right? Not going to pick on anybody tonight because you all are listening back at home. We're bringing you Luxembourg baseball tonight on KASM. Happy to be with you at the plate. It's the big first baseman, A.J. Frederick. First pitch from Funnenstein, a strike called, and 0-1. Schultz, the base runner at first, and now time called. Frederick steps out of the box, and now he's back in. Sartell was leading Bluffton over in Waconia, and Meesville leading Chanhassen over in Hamburg. At Meesville Chanhassen game, that's a winner's bracket game. He played double elimination this weekend. Here's Frederick following this back and out of play, and he's in a hole now, 0-2. Frederick with a double in his only at bat tonight. That double came after the unusual double play that Luxembourg was able to turn. 0-2 the count. One out, one on. Reed Funnenstein, Crone, going through a lot of signs. And the right-hander, oh, they got Schultz picked off now. Here's Machinsky. He's going to throw it to second. They put the tag on the runner, and out is Schultz. as coming across is Ethan Fruth. Fruth will put the tag on the base runner, Schultz. You know, Fruth threw the tag down on Schultz initially, and then the umpire didn't make a call, and so Ethan went back and tagged him as he got by second base, and I think Schultz might have overslid the bag too. So they pick off Schultz. Frederick down in the count, 0-2, and the pitch. Strike three called, and Frederick down on strikes. That ends Waconia's third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 2.5 innings. It's Luxembourg nothing, Waconia nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Here in Chaska, no score. Luxembourg and Waconia. Adam Ray letting me know that high school football tonight, Melrose is leading Painesville. That's at the half, 26-12. 26-12, Melrose over Painesville. Isaac Machinsky, he'll lead it off for the Brewers here in the third. And the first pitch to Isaac, a ball, 1-0. From right-hander, Cody Simon. Pitch low again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Simon ready on the mound. And here's a shot back to Simon on the mound. That is the second time tonight he has been hit by a ball. He's able to recover, though. He picks it up and throws it to first in time to get Machinsky. 1-3 on the putout. I don't know. That looked like it almost hit him in the stomach. That one came right back to him on the mound. No, he says right on his right next to the groin on the right side of his body, so almost in the hip, right in that hip area. And that sounded meaty up here. Just that mush sound that you get. So Cody took that one off of his right hip area. I mean, wow. And he got hit on the leg earlier already. Here comes Connor Clark to the plate. Now they're going to go out and check on Cody Simon on the mound as his manager. Not sure if Cody's feeling okay or not. He said, I got it right there, almost by your spleen. I think your spleen is right there too. And so they are talking to the home plate umpire. I don't know if they're going to let Cody throw a few pitches or not, but he's walking around the mound. Or they might want to get somebody loose. I think that's what they're doing. They're going to go get somebody loose down the sideline too, but they're going to keep playing right now. So Cody toughing it out here after Machinsky hit that shot, 1-3 on the putout. To bring Connor Clark to the plate. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1 from Cody Simon. The ball's one strike. Clark, the number nine hitter, he swings and misses strike two, 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Don't get a real good view of the bullpen here if they are trying to get somebody loose or not, as Simon delivers high for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on for Luxembourg here in the third, no score. Curveball, Clark swings and misses. He's down on strikes. So Simon comes back. Does he silence us critics here who thought maybe he was hurt. Well, you know, you're playing on a lot of adrenaline too right now, and that's probably what Cody's got going through his body. You kind of wonder if he sits down for an inning and gets back up, if it's going to be a little bit stiffer. As at the plate, Luke Harn. Luke swings and misses strike one. Luke lined out to the shortstop in his only at bat tonight. He's the leadoff man for the Brewers. As Simon ready on the mound, delivers, and Harn another swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. One hit apiece for each squad. I know over in Waconia, Sartell had loaded the bases leading 2-0. So they are taking it to Bluffton. Here's a shot to deep short. Martin on the backhand. Strong throw to first. It's going to pull the first baseman Frederick off the bag, and Harnan's going to be safe, and I think that may go as an infield single here if the official score has any generosity in his scorekeeping heart. That was a tough play as Martin had to go to the backhand over at short, and oh, they are going to give an error on the play to Martin, the shortstop. They're figuring maybe he had a chance to get Luke Harn on a good throw. Any event, Luke is on at first. And at the plate, Ethan Fruth. The Brewers get another base runner. Ethan Fruth in his first at bat. Fly ball to center field. Simon works from the stretch. That pitch is inside a ball. To Ethan Fruth. Ready on the mound, Simon. He's taking his time. Harn takes a pretty good lead. And Fruth, a ground ball to second. Up with it cleanly over to first. 4-3 on the putout of Fruth, and that'll end the Brewers' third inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. We played three here in Chaska. No score. Luxembourg and Waconia. We're back in a minute.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.